Young doctors sometimes work up to 120 hours a week. The group that oversees doctor training, the Accreditation Council for Graduate Medical Education, has decided something needs to be done. The group announced yesterday that it will impose strict new limits on work hours for medical residents in the United States. The work week would be limited to 80 hours. The standards would also impose mandatory rest periods between shifts, at least one day off a week, restrictions on moonlighting, and closer faculty supervision. Second-year resident Steve Davis is in the emergency room of the University of Chicago Hospital. Good morning.
Good morning.
How long you been up?
My shift runs from 11 p.m. to 8 a.m. I'm actually an internal medicine resident on what we call the night float service, so that we come in and do the admissions overnight. So actually, I was able to sleep during the day and woke up an hour or two before my shift, so I'm fairly well rested.
What's the longest you've worked in 1 week?
The longest in 1 week, I'd probably say around 100 hours when I was in the intensive care unit.
Why?
We take call every third night, and it's a group of sick patients, and generally stay up through the night taking care of them and then tying up loose ends on the day after call. And with call every third night, the hours tend to add up.
I've never understood why doctors work this way.
I think part of it, at least from the internal medicine aspect where I come from, is we want continuity of care with our patients. And I think at least part of it, if we're going to be restricted to 24 hours, and I'm not saying that this is a bad idea, but if we're going to be restricted to that, I think it may significantly alter the call schedule, and I think that may be part of the point. But I think it's going to require a lot of handing off of patients from one group of doctors, one group of residents to another. Whether care will suffer as a result of that, I can't tell. But I think a lot of us, at least on the internal medicine end, want that continuity.
So you have mixed feelings about these guidelines.
Yeah, I think overall they're good. I'm fortunate enough to come from a program that is really cognizant of our work hours. And I think a lot of the guidelines that came down yesterday, we're already following. They're aware that we have the proclivity to fall asleep on the drive home, so they actually pay for our cabs both from the hospital and then back the next morning. We have actually a team dedicated to doing procedures so that if we're too tired or too busy, there's actually fresh residents and attending physicians who do those procedures for us. So at least in my institution, we have a lot of safeguards in place to help protect us.
But fatigue has to affect the quality of the care.
I can't argue with that. I think in the middle of the night, ultimately, you're making spur-of-the-moment decisions that we always have backup for, but those decisions, no matter what, are still being made. Internal medicine involves a lot of thinking, and in the middle of the night, not a whole lot of doing. At least there's a lot of folks around to bounce ideas off of, other residents, my fellows or attendings who are available either in the hospital or by phone. So at least I feel like I have the backup there that if I'm too tired or if it's a decision I'm not quite sure about, I have that backup there. But yeah, I think absolutely that fatigue does play a factor in our jobs.
You'll probably hear from the older doctors, right? They'll call you a slacker.
Yeah, I think there is at least maybe part of a good old boy mentality that I did it, you got to do it too. But ultimately why we're here is to take care of our patients. And yeah, I think there is strong evidence that having doctors who are asleep and not functioning 100% isn't good for patient care. And if we can figure out a way to take care of that, if these ideas work, then great.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Steve Davis is a second-year resident at the University of Chicago.